The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you have superstitions or strange things that you do when you're traveling? What are they? 1-800-330-9999. My family and I are very excited because we're starting to plan a big trip to Italy next summer. We're going to go visit a bunch of my aunts and my uncles. And it's not just us going. It's my parents and my sister and her family, all our kids, right? So this is a big first international trip we're taking all together. So when we started talking about it last weekend and trying to figure out the details, my dad said something that was very questionable. Big Dino.
Daddy, when we go to Italy next year, why can't we all take the same flight?
Because you don't put all your eggs in one basket.
So what does that mean?
Well, you know what it means.
If the plane goes down, then we just wiped out the entire family legacy.
That's what I meant.
He doesn't even want to say it out loud.
Right. He's like, he goes, but we all can't take the same flight, Anna. And I was like, why would we not take the same flight? Like, we have small children. We need mommy. We need Nonna to come on the flight and help us with all these kids. And he's like, no. Then who's going to run the restaurants? Who's going to run? What's going to happen? What's going to happen here if we're all dead? Oh, my gosh, Dad. Seriously?
I mean, I just point out the one thing is if you're all dead, who cares? Right. I mean, there's that, right?
But, nope. Right. The legacy's got to live
on. The legacy of the, the pizza shop's got to go on. The restaurant's got to go on.
We all got to take separate flights just to increase our chances of keeping the legacy alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, it sounds like a wonderful trip. I mean, listen. On the one hand, it's not the worst plan ever, right? I mean, if at least one part of the family takes a different flight, it's not the worst plan, but it sounds a little nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you got to have rules, right? So, you know what? When we do if you've ever done a road trip, if you do a convoy with people, like, I always agree, like, we're not going to try to keep the cars together. Because it just creates all these different things. You're always looking in your rearview mirror. You're always looking ahead. You know, they could have an accident. It's the same thing, too. What if we get into a pileup?
Yeah.
There's 1, 2, 3 cars. Oh, they wiped us all out under one underpass. And not the best idea.
It has to be my biggest pet peeve when somebody says, I'll just follow you. I don't need the address. No. Take the address. Put it in your navigation. Right. I don't want to be in charge.
Right. I drive the way I drive. I don't need to worry about how you're driving.
Michelle, how about you? What's the thing you do when you travel?
Well, I put the rosaries in my bra. Mm. This is when I'm going to fly in a plane. So I put the rosaries in my bra. I bring 3 Benadryls. Then I make sure I always have a Starbucks, a coffee I can never pronounce, caramel macchiato, whatever. And I always have a croissant. And then I pop the 3 Benadryls, and I'm good to go.
Wait a minute. So does the Benadryl put you to sleep, though?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, why the massive amount of caffeine right before?
Because she needs the croissant, something to wash the croissant down with. Were you not listening?
I figure I'd be sleeping. If God forbid anything happens, I won't know.
The rosaries and the bra, does that set off when you go through a TSA checkpoint?
No, I do that after I get through the checkpoint.
Oh, smart.
Okay, right, yeah. Tuck it.
1-800-330-9999. What is that rule that you have when you travel, that thing you do?
Daddy, when we go to Italy next year, why can't we all take the same flight?
Because you don't put all your eggs in one basket.
So what does that mean?
Well, you know what it means.
If the plane goes down, then we just wiped out the entire family legacy.
That's what I meant.
I love that he's so ominous about it. He's like, you know what it means.
You know, Anna. You know exactly what I'm
going on. He's not completely off base.
we're doing a big family trip next summer. Everyone's really excited. But my dad said we all can't take the same flight because if the flight goes down, then what? We just wiped out the entire family.
You know, sometimes it's wise to have yourself some travel rules.
Right. What are your travel rules? 1-800-330-9999. Crystal.
So, like, the one thing that I do is, like, I'll bring my makeup bag because when you think about it, you're going to go to sleep. So I put my makeup bag on top of there, and then I do my makeup, and when I land, I have a makeup bag.
Right there, right, in your carry-on.
That's, you know what, I actually usually travel with my makeup and my carry-on, too, because you never know. If they lose your luggage, you need your makeup.
Well, that's one of the biggest rules that they say, right, is to pack one change of clothes, one day's outfit in your carry-on, which is something I never do. I pack Fritos, my laptop, my headphones, right? I want to watch a movie.
Billy, what's your out-of-the-norm rule about traveling?
So anytime I travel, anywhere I go, I try to find a local dive bar to visit.
That's cool.
Yeah, I've had some, like, really great experiences, cheaper drinks, some conversations can be a little wild. So, like, I don't live in this town, so I can kind of, you know, have my drink and then get out of there.
That's not a bad idea.
It's super fun to see locals, and there's probably great people watching, and you get get a cheap drink where on the resorts you're paying, you know, way too much.
Well, this is a lot of defensive dive bars. Some dive bar that you're going to walk into at some point in your life, you're probably going to get socked in the lip, though. That could also happen at a dive bar.
So, it could.
It's great that we did this dive bar review outreach program right now that we're in. Because some of the best dive bars I've ever been in are real trashy places.
Maddie, what is your out-of-the-norm rules about traveling? What do you do that's different?
When I travel, no romance. I'm single. I travel with a lot of my girlfriends. I date a lot at home. Never when I'm traveling, ever.
That's a good rule.
What do you think are the advantages for you doing that?
I never get into potentially dangerous situations. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. No heartbreak. What if I fall in love on a trip and then I come home and then it's like, oh, this person's like a 5-hour plane ride away.
Yeah. I mean, or you fall in love on a trip, right? And, you know, you still have a boyfriend at home because you've got a no romance rule. You're not traveling with them. You know, I mean, I think it's interesting on certain accounts because wouldn't it be great, Anna, to be on a trip where you could just be selfish, where you could just do the things that you want to do?
Well, I'm always afraid of everything. So when I hear that, it's like, to me, it's perfect because, you know, those flings and all that can be dangerous and scary. Or, you know, I do understand what you said about what if you fall in love and you really like somebody and now they live across the country. It actually happened to one of the moms that was on my daughter's soccer team. One of the other moms, she was a single mom. She met a guy while she was in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And they just got married last week. He lived across the country and he just moved to live here with her and her family.
I'm waiting
and
for
it
the,
all worked out.
I'm waiting for the terrible end to this.
No, there's
right.
No, there's no terrible end, but I understand where you're coming from because Maddie, I'm like you. Like, I would immediately think they're going to kidnap me. It's going to get something bad.
No wonder they've asked me to dinner. Yeah. They definitely want to traffic me.
But when she told me she met him in Mexico while they were on a trip and they were dating for a couple of years and like, and now I just saw pictures on Facebook that they got married recently. I was like, oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
Yes. Imagine having the door closed on all that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.